Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, June 23rd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. A Titanic-bound submersible that officials say imploded in the North Atlantic, killing five people, is now the subject of an international investigation. A U.S. Coast Guard official said that remotely operated vehicles would continue to search the ocean floor in the area where debris from the Titan submersible was found. The journal exclusively reported that a top-secret U.S. Navy acoustic detection system designed to spot enemy submarines first heard what the Navy suspected was the implosion of the submersible hours after it began its mission Sunday. While the Navy couldn't say definitively the sound came from the craft, the discovery played a role in narrowing the scope of the search. A European Union tech regulatory official says Twitter is showing a strong willingness to comply with the EU's new digital content law. The social media platform conducted a voluntary stress test as a dry run before the law comes into force, which is scheduled for late August. The EU's Commissioner for the Internal Market, Thierry Breton, also says he had a constructive dialogue with Twitter owner Elon Musk and new CEO Linda Yaccarino. Musk has said the company plans to comply with the EU law, but generally shouldn't take steps to restrict content beyond what is required by local laws. We're exclusively reporting that automaker Ford is preparing to initiate another round of layoffs in the coming weeks, the latest move in an effort to streamline operations and reduce costs. The layoffs, expected to mostly include U.S. salaried workers, could be announced as early as next week. The number of jobs involved in the layoffs couldn't be learned. A Ford spokesman said the company has nothing to announce. Stock markets in Asia ended the day down, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures were also down, ahead of new readings on business activity due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.